The graveyard is truly empty now, Bobby thought, save for that one small, deep-buried cache containing my most remote ancestors. These young rocks have given up all their layered dead. And now a blanket of black cloud gathered, as if hurled across the sky by some impetuous god. An inverted rain began, rods of water that leapt from the dappled ocean surface to the swelling clouds. A century wore by, and still the rain roared upward out of the ocean, its ferocity undiminished. Indeed, so voluminous was the rain that soon ocean levels were dropping perceptibly. The clouds thickened further, and the oceans dwindled, forming isolated brine pools in the lowest hollows of Earth's battered, cracked surface. It took 2,000 years. The rain did not stop until the oceans had returned to the clouds, and the land was dry. And the land began to fragment further. Soon, bright, glowing cracks in the exposed land were widening, brightening, lava pulsing and flowing. At last, there were only isolated islands left, shards of rock which shriveled and melted, and a new ocean blanketed the earth, an ocean of molten rock hundreds of meters deep. Now, a new reversed rain began, a hideous storm of bright, molten rock leaping up from the land. The rock droplets joined the water clouds, so that the atmosphere became a hellish layer of glowing rock droplets and steam.
"Incredible!" David shouted. "The earth is collecting an atmosphere of rock vapor, 40 or 50 kilometers thick, exerting hundreds of times the pressure of our atmosphere. The heat energy contained in it is stupendous. The planet's cloud tops must be glowing. Earth is shining, a star of rock vapor."
But the rock rain was drawing heat away from the battered land, and rapidly, within a few months, the land had cooled to solidity. Beneath a glowing sky, liquid water was beginning to form again, new oceans coalescing out of the cooling clouds. But the oceans were formed boiling, their surfaces in contact with rock vapor, and between the oceans, mountains formed, unmelting from puddles of slag. And now, a wall of light swept past Bobby, dragging after it a front of boiling clouds and steam in a burst of unimaginable violence. Bobby screamed. David slowed their descent into time. Earth was restored once again. The blue-black oceans were calm. The sky, empty of cloud, was a greenish dome. The battered moon was disturbingly huge, the man's face familiar to Bobby, save for a missing right eye. And there was a second sun, a glowing ball that outshone the moon with a tail that stretched across the sky.
"A green sky," murmured David. "Strange. Methane, perhaps. But how?"
"What?" Bobby said.
"The hell is that?" "Oh, the comet. A real monster. The size of modern-day asteroids like Vesta or Pallas, perhaps 500 kilometers across, 100,000 times the mass of the dinosaur killer."
"The size of the wormwood?"
"Yes. Remember that the Earth itself was formed from impacts, coalescing from a hail of planetesimals that orbited the young sun. The greatest impact of all was probably the collision with another young world that nearly cracked us open.
The impact that formed the moon.
After that, the surface became relatively stable, but still, the Earth was subject to immense impacts, tens or hundreds of them within a few 100 million years, a bombardment whose violence we can't begin to imagine. The impact rate tailed off as the remnant planetesimals were soaked up by the planets, and there was a halcyon period of relative quiescence lasting a few 100 million years, and then this. Earth was unlucky to meet such a giant so late in the bombardment. An impact hot enough to boil the oceans, even melt the mountains.
But we survived, Bobby said grimly.
Yes, in our deep, hot niche.
They fell down into the earth once more, and Bobby was immersed in rock with his most distant ancestors, a scraping of thermophilic microbes. He waited in darkness as countless generations peeled back. Then, in a blur, he saw light once more. He was rising up some kind of shaft,
like a well toward a circle of green light, the sky of this alien pre-bombardment Earth.